Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. In the modern workplace, and pretty much everywhere else, there's no shouting anymore. No, that was rubbish, do it again. Everything now is passive-aggressive. Is that better? Gwen Lockman has been pondering this in the journal.ie. Afternoon, Gwen.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
I'm fine. That's passive-aggressive, apparently, if you just say that.
Yes, it is a little.
Yeah, it is a little. Are you a fan of it?
I am, in a way. I think it can certainly help you get what you want if it is done correctly and if it's done gently. But if you go full on in there in a real aggressive moment, no, I wouldn't be a fan of that at all. I don't think that's the way to go about things. Certainly not. But yeah, if you approach it well, yes, you can use it to work in your favour, shall we say.
Yeah, but is it not better to just kind of say what you want to say without being aggressive? Just be so people are clear about it. I often think that when people are passive aggressive, it's not entirely clear what it is. Like, they're fecked off about something, but they're not going to tell you because they're being all passive aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. I do agree with you there. But sometimes people haven't got the vocabulary or maybe even the confidence to approach somebody, say in a work situation, if somebody is not showing up in time to meetings or they're not pulling their weight and you don't quite know how to approach them without getting their back up, because, you know, you want them to play ball with you and you want them to listen to you and you want them to hear what you have to say. So if you don't know how to approach that in a good way, it might be just a passive-aggressive email instead of the email, for example, being sent to that one person explaining how you would like things to play out a little bit better. The email is sent to everybody in the office instead of just focusing on that one person. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, no, I know that was striking me as totally bad form, really, because they know it's kind of aimed at them. If you use punctuation in a text, this can be construed as being passive aggressive.
Yes, this one came as a very big surprise to me because I'm a big fan of using proper punctuation. The full stop, this tiny little dot that can make such a big difference, not only with accountants, you know, if you put the dot in the wrong place, all of a sudden the zeros look crazy. But if you put a full stop at the end of your text message, it can be seen as full on passive aggressive and people take it up the wrong way. Yeah, forget about punctuation mark, like that is your ultimate passive aggressive punctuation sign, if you like. But the little tiny full stop just seems to get people's backs up. I don't know why. It's just the crazy world we live in. I don't know.
Oh, that's mad. So actually, because somebody just texted in about this, like the thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
Which on the face of it is just a thumbs up. But of course, when, you know, during the pandemic and all the rest of it, it was kind of retooled. So is that now permanently passive aggressive, or can you kind of reclaim it as a?
Yeah, it's very vague for a start because you don't know if they're saying yes or you don't really know what they're saying. Like, what does it mean? It to me, it's just an acknowledgement that you've received the email, but you haven't said, do you agree with this or do you not agree with this? So the thumbs up is like, yeah, well, I'm too busy to respond to you right now, so I'm just going to stick the thumbs up here, and you can decipher that in whatever way you please.
No, but
so,
if somebody sends you a text saying, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock outside the bus stop, and you send a thumbs up back, are they going to be going, well, are they going to meet me? What does that mean?
That's a clear answer looking for a question looking for a clear answer in that situation. Yeah, the thumbs up I think works there, but if it's left very vague, if people are meeting, well, you know, what about you, Sean? Are you going to meet us or whatever? And then there's a thumbs up. You still haven't answered the question. You haven't said yes, I'm going to meet you. It's a minefield, and it's something that has to be unfortunately navigated. It's crazy. I mean, who makes up these things? But that's the way it's going. Now,
have you and you tested this out on members of your own family?
I did, rightly or wrongly. And sure, your kids, if you can't do an old experiment on your kids, like what good are they? So yeah, like, and now when I say kids, they're teenagers. They're big, hardy, healthy teenagers, well able to look after themselves, but totally incapable of cleaning up after themselves. So I stuck a sign up over the sink asking them, you know, please, it might be a teacup, it might be a spoon or whatever, or the air fryer, please wash it up, put it away. Your mother is tired. And it worked for about 2 days. And then things just returned back to their OG state. And I walked into the kitchen one evening and apparently there was a bit of an argument over, well, I didn't use that spoon. I didn't use that cup. That's not my plate. So they all decided to wash up their own personal items, which meant that loads of stuff was left around the kitchen still. So what I did, now this is full on passive aggressive, hands up, I own this. I went outside and I got a plastic storage box, Sean, and I put everything that was left on the countertop that was not washed into the plastic container, and I left it on the floor where they were either, they couldn't not see it, they were going to fall over it. And when I came down into the kitchen the next morning, lo and behold, the washing up fairies had arrived, and it wasn't me. So that did work. That did work for me.
Yeah, I know. I think the message there was pretty clear. Short of tipping all that stuff into their beds.
Yes, it was slightly passive aggressive, I think, in its nature, or maybe full on passive aggressive in its nature. I don't care. It worked. It got them to do what I wanted them to do. So, yeah, I won.
Okay, good tip. Gwen, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you, Sean.
That was Gwen Lachman there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.